WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. I'm your host, Leo Weston, and today we're diving into something powerful, journaling. Now before you roll your eyes and think, that's so cliche, hear me out. Journaling isn't just about scribbling down your grocery list or that epic dream you had last night. It's a serious tool for unlocking your potential, boosting self-awareness, and navigating the crazy roller coaster we call life. Ever felt like you're on autopilot? Like you're just going through the motions without really connecting with what's happening inside? Journaling can be that wake-up call, that light bulb moment where you start to understand your thoughts, feelings, and motivations better. Think of it as a conversation with your inner voice, but one where you actually listen and respond. So, how exactly does journaling help us grow? Let's break it down into five key takeaways that can seriously level up your life. First off, journaling is a fantastic stress reliever. You know that feeling when your mind is racing, thoughts are bouncing around like ping pong balls, and you just want to scream into the void? Putting those thoughts on paper can actually calm your nervous system. It's like releasing pressure from a boiling pot. By getting it all out, you create space for clarity and peace. Second, journaling helps you process emotions. We humans are complex creatures with a whole spectrum of feelings swirling around inside us. Sometimes, those emotions can feel overwhelming, confusing, or even scary. Journaling gives you a safe space to explore them without judgment. You can write about that anger, sadness, joy, or even frustration, giving yourself permission to feel it fully without letting it control you. Third, journaling boosts self-awareness. Ever feel like you're living in the dark? Like you don't really know what makes you tick? Journaling shines a light on your patterns, beliefs, and motivations. It helps you see yourself more clearly, understand your strengths and weaknesses, and identify areas where you want to grow. Fourth, journaling fosters creativity. Think of it as brain stretching. By writing freely without any expectations or rules, you unlock new ideas, perspectives, and solutions. Journaling can be a springboard for your imagination, helping you brainstorm, solve problems, or even just explore different aspects of yourself. Finally, journaling builds resilience. Life throws curveballs our way. That's inevitable. But by reflecting on our experiences, both good and bad, we learn from them and become stronger. Journaling helps us process setbacks, identify what didn't work, and develop strategies for navigating future challenges with more confidence and wisdom. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're feeling stressed after a long day at work. Your to-do list is miles long. Your brain feels like it's about to explode. And all you want to do is curl up on the couch and binge-watch something mindless. But instead of letting stress take over, you decide to grab your journal and spend 10 minutes writing down everything that's swirling around in your head. You vent about the frustrating meeting, acknowledge your anxieties about an upcoming presentation, and even jot down a few things you're grateful for. By putting it all on paper, the pressure releases, your mind feels calmer, and you gain clarity. You realize that while there are challenges ahead, you have the tools and resources to handle them. This is the power of journaling. It doesn't magically solve problems, but it equips you with the inner strength and perspective to face them head on. So remember, journaling isn't about perfection, it's about authenticity. Just grab a pen and paper, or even your phone notes app, and let those thoughts flow freely. Don't censor yourself, don't judge your words, just write. You might be surprised by what you discover. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you tried journaling before? What do you think about its potential for personal growth? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media using Dopamine Reset Protocol. And remember, every day is a fresh start. Let's keep pushing towards that better version of ourselves, one journal entry at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.